Was there so you found industrial engineering, you picked it and you stuck with it because you liked it. Was there
I
ever
loved it.
you loved it. Was there ever a time though that you were having, maybe it was a hard time at school for whatever reason, and you questioned your love for it?
Oh my gosh, every day. Like I said, it's not an easy program. You get there, and at least in college, I don't know if any students are aware of this, but when you join programs like these, the first few years, they're just trying to weed out the weak. And the weak doesn't mean you're not smart. I think, in my opinion, the weak means you're just not working as hard as that person next to you. So you just got to keep studying, keep grinding. And you're taking physics and calculus classes, and you're like, I am never going to use calculus again, but you just got to do it and get through it. And I kept reminding myself there's like in more interesting classes to come. But yeah, there was a lot of times where I was like, maybe I'm not meant for this. I would have bad thoughts like, wow, there's a lot of men in this program and not so many women. Like, why is that? And you start to question yourself, like, do I belong? But you just gotta keep the negative thoughts out. And I think having like a really positive attitude the 4 years I was in school carried me, because I knew if I was a good person and if I tried hard, like nothing would happen bad to me. And I don't know, for those of you out there who are religious, I just kind of like think, God's looking out for me. If I try hard, I'm a good person, like something good is gonna come. Like there's no way life's just gonna screw you over,
Yeah, nice. Yeah, you had your life philosophies.
Yeah, I think it's like really comes down to just being positive. You're gonna question yourself every day and whatever you do, whether it be school or work, and you just gotta stay confident.